Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann. Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your host, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA, and Stockholm, Sweden. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we love to chat about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial plus 1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio.
And hi again. Welcome to everybody to Psychic Secrets Show with host Psychic Zelda Kelly and myself, Psychic Angel Ann. And today we have Saturday, April 8th, and I know that here on in my end of the world, in Sweden, we have Easter, and so do you have, right? I have my small birdies who are whispering in my ear, right? So April, it's springtime. It's almost smelling spring here. Today we are going to hold open lines just for you. And as you could hear from Miss Zelda here, you can call in for questions and free readings live on air. And if you have to want to ask anything, that's fine too, right? Anything special. We would love to talk to you. So if you haven't called in, now is a great time to call in at 563-999-3569. 563-999-3569. International callers dial plus one before the number, and you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. Now, let me bring on my co-host for this wonderful show, the beautiful psychic Zelda Kelly, the one and only, all the way from Georgia. How beautiful are you?
Hello, my darling friend. I'm doing great. Thank you very much. But it has been a morning and a half, and let me share this with you. It has been storming, I mean, flat out storming here for hours. We have dropped in our temperatures about 23 degrees since yesterday and about 28 degrees since the day before. I think we're actually colder than you right now. We are 6 degrees, and I think that you are 8 degrees. Is that right, Anne? Are you right now? Celsius now. Celsius.
5 degrees Celsius.
Five.
So we're
running
1 degree.
And we're running neck and neck. And for those of you, Fahrenheit, that is 43 degrees. So that is very chilly. I had to turn the heat on. It's so funny because the poor heat and air unit, you know, one day it's heat, the next day it's the air conditioning, and the next day it's heat. Today it's heat. It's chilly. So anyway. And if you hear my kitties in the background, they are all huddled near me because storms scare them. So it has been, It's like I go from room to room and they follow me. I feel like the Pied Piper. it's calming down and just really pouring the rain right now. But it's been doing this for hours. So, yeah. So hopefully tomorrow a lot nicer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. We had snow 3 days ago. You won't believe it. It's like someone said, putting their fingers on their nose. Ooh, April.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Well, I'll tell you, you're in Sweden right now, and you're going back to Greece this up and coming week. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm longing.
Good. Good. I bet. I bet you are. I bet you are. So, and I know that you're longing to get back there because it's a lot warmer than what it is for you right now. So that always does body good, I think, sometimes. Yes.
Yeah. You can't really compare the two countries, right?
Oh, I can imagine.
I'm so sorry to hear. I'm so sorry to hear that you had storms. And
well,
that's not very nice, right?
Well, you know, it's funny because ever since I was a very small girl, I would hear my mother say, because, you know, in my faith, we recognize as Resurrection Sunday, and it would be the Passover, and then we would have, you know, Palm Sunday, and then Maundy, Thursday, Good Friday, then there's today, and then Resurrection Sunday. And every time my grandparents, my parents would always say, you know, there will be storms. You're going to see there's going to be storms. And, you know, I thought, wow, this will be the first year that we don't have this. Well, I spoke too soon. So, and I don't know if it just follows me, but that's always been kind of this little thing that, you know, anyway. So, what plans do you have now? Yeah, what plans do you have now for... Are you planning on going anywhere, having a special meal or anything, my dear?
No, just celebrating with a little bit of extra tasty, yummy food at home. Because I'm actually, I'm fortunate, guys. I'm going to celebrate Easter twice. So this
is
here in Sweden. And next weekend is in Greece, right? I love that. I don't know why it differs. It happens once in a while that it is the same weekend. But usually it's anything from 4 weeks difference up to a week or the same day.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So, going to go. I can bring a little... Sorry.
No. Go right ahead with me. I'm sorry. We have a delay. And I can tell, and it must be weather related. So I'm going to be cautious not to step on you there, my dear. So
that's okay. I love you, so I keep you anyway. Okay. So you're going to see me eventually. We're going to announce our new plans. But here's the thing with Easter.
That's right.
In Greece for me, I just love it because they have a midnight ceremony Saturday night, midnight, right? Midnight towards Sunday, right? And
yes,
they bring the flame with airplanes to all the Greek Orthodox churches around the globe. They bring that flame from Jerusalem and the tomb of Jesus, and they give it to the priests in the church, and they start sharing it with all people. So you end up having maybe hundreds of people with candles with flames, and that's so beautiful. I love the energy.
I bet.
So I always buy a big candle so it will hold for a year for me, and I just light it up, and then I light another candle from it because I'm a little bit, you know, not going to ruin all of it, so I can keep that for a year. I love that. It's connected to Jesus and Mother Mary. So it's wonderful.
I love that.
That's
plan. Beautiful. That's wonderful. That's
beautiful.
Now, here in the U.S., we do not have Easter Monday, but our friends in Canada do, and a lot of other European countries have Easter Monday. We do not.
We have it too.
Oh, do you? Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
It's back to work and life as usual for us here in the USA. So there we go.
There we go.
I wish we had it. Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. I'm stepping on your toes as well. So you have to bite me when we see each other, right? That's okay. But anyway, I know that we have some exciting announcements to make that we are planning to do from next week, right?
Yes. Yes, we do. And for those of you listening, this is our last live show here. And we are sorry to go, but we've got some great things in store for you. And that is Saturdays. It's still going to be Saturday. You're not going to get rid of us that easy, right, Ann? You're not going to get rid of us. What we're doing is we're going to be actually doing a live broadcast where you can see Ann and myself. So you'll be able to come in, still ask questions. We're still going to do mini readings. We're going to be talking about our topics. But this time you're going to be able to see us actually pull the cards out for you. Now, we're starting this next Saturday, April 15th, and it's going to start at 11 p.m. Eastern time. That is 8 p.m. West Coast time, and for here in the United States. And we will be on, you can catch us live on our Facebook. It's Psychic Secrets Studio. If you have any questions, you're not able to find us, just go into Psychic Secrets Studio on Facebook and you'll see us there. Or you can hop on over to the internet, onto YouTube, and you can find us. And we will be streaming from my page for right now. And most likely, pardon me, the Psychic Secrets page, YouTube. So you'll be able to see us on two separate platforms, and you'll find me at Psychic Zelda Kelly, so we'll be able to do that. And we're just really excited to do this. We're actually expanding a little. We're expanding our horizons. We actually just never thought that this would. I mean, Ann and I can both tell you, we did this just because we love doing it. We just never thought it would take off as well as it's taking off. But we're growing, pardon me, by leaps and bounds. And the change will allow us to have more people come in at much better times. So stop on over there. Now, we will keep this page here. You can go in and listen to past broadcasts. So we are going to still be here, but we won't be doing this live. So starting next Saturday, just remember, 11 p.m., New York time, 8 p.m. California time. And Ann, what time is that for you?
I think here in Sweden it would be 5 a.m. and in Greece it would be 6 a.m. But I manage.
Okay. Oh my goodness, yes. Bless her heart.
Anything?
It's going to be breakfast time for Ann.
Oh, it's beyond breakfast. I'm just kidding.
So we're excited to bring that to you, and we can't wait. We can't wait. It's going to be lovely. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be absolutely a smash hit and beautiful and wonderful and everything. So we are excited. Yes, my beautiful.
Yes, indeed.
Are you ready to?
Yes.
I think we have something else. What did we do last week? I think we had a really intriguing topic last week.
Yes. Didn't we talk about, do you talk to dead people? I know we did. We talked about that, and a lot of good things came from that discussion, I believe, and we got ideas for the up-and-coming shows based on that. And it was a wonderful topic. And we're going to continue to bring these great topics to you as we move along. And we want you all to participate as well. So there we are. And then you don't have to sit and call in and be on the phone. You can just watch us. And then you can ask your questions in the comments. And then we can answer you from there. So it's going to be a lot easier for both of us to be able to come to you. And I mean both of us by you as well as Ann and I. So we had a great show last week.
It was a wonderful show, to be honest with you. And I think that each and every show is getting better and better. You can't kind of pick and choose the favorites anymore. But I think that the new change also is going to bring us to see each other, which is going to prevent us from talking over each other. That's a wonderful thing, right?
Yes, that will be great. No more delays and no more me stepping on. It's me talking over Anne. Now we have to get that straight now. So it's me talking over Anne. No more me, Budinsky. So there we are.
No.
So good.
I talk over you as well. But that's okay. So we equal. So, my beautiful lady, because we have a field board today, and we are so happy that you are calling us. And I think we have, I recognize a few numbers, but I can't really tell who they are, right? But I do recognize, I think,
yeah.
I do. And I think I see a few new ones as well, and I'm so happy for that. So let's move on. How about that? Let's grab calls.
Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready when you are. Fantastic.
Okay, I'm ready. So let's go.
Okay, great.
Let's start with area code 310, area code 310. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Vince calling from New York.
Hi, Vince. Welcome.
Hi. Welcome. You two belong together, and I'm glad you guys are always together like this. And I hope you continue
thank you
because you guys
so
are amazing,
much.
Absolutely amazing.
I wanted to
let you know what was happening. I was supposed to start my new job on Wednesday. I went for orientation, and the orientation Wednesday, Thursday, and then they give us our schedule for training and everything. So what happened was I get there, and it's in another state. It's in Pennsylvania. So they called me into the HR office, and they pushed my starting date back till the 18th because they said because of the new tax laws that are coming into effect in Pennsylvania, they can't employ me unless I can get, just for tax purposes, if I can come up with a Pennsylvania address. I don't know anybody in Pennsylvania. And I thought about maybe getting a P.O. box, but then I thought, well, why would I want to pay for a P.O. box just to work there? And I told him that I've worked in Pennsylvania before, and I live in New York, and it's not an issue. It's never been an issue. This is the first time it's come up. So I don't know what to do because I can't come up with anything. So they gave me till the 18th when I'm supposed to start. And I'm just wondering if they're going to take me on, if they're going to work with me, take me on, even though I don't have an address or in Pennsylvania, or are they going to say we can't?
Okay.
Anne, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I can start. So,
okay.
There are some Mr. Vince here. Hi, again. And,
yes.
I can see both good energies, and I can see that there are some road bumps here. But the general message I hear from Spirit is actually that don't give up. It, sometimes what appears in front of us have a good solution, actually.
Okay.
So I have good energy surrounding the issue and the problem and the matter itself. There are possibilities, and I think that you're going to find a solution. I feel that you're going to work yourself through this and come out on the other side. I'm not sure if this means if it's going to be them just accepting it as it is, or you find an address where you actually can find yourself or something of that nature. Sometimes, you know, we just don't need to give up. Don't give up. Please don't give up, because there are solutions here. I can feel it also. So I hope that makes sense, and let's see what Michelle has.
Okay, Vince, what I'm getting is you're going to have to find the solution because they will not make an exception. I actually have clients in Pennsylvania. I do know that the laws have changed. And so I want you to put things into perspective. Now, I do know that they've got places where I am that are like the UPS store or a FedEx store where you can actually go in and you can, I think it's a monthly thing here for me, it's $15 a month. You go in and you get an address and you have to put things into perspective. Is it worth you not wanting to do that and lose your job and then be back at square one? Or does it mean that you eventually because I do see a move ahead of you. And I don't know if there's a possibility of you moving to Pennsylvania. But remember, these address type things can always be canceled. But I do not want to see that you're losing a job. The decision
right.
is going to be up to you, and there's a judgment call here. And so what I'm seeing now is that there's some Sagittarius energy over this, which means you need to build a fire under this. You need to get going, and you need to remain balanced. You're going to work this out. I think it just threw you a little bit, but you're going to work
yeah.
it out, and I do see you starting on the 18th.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I would
really
work on getting
me.
Your address.
Yeah, because they really want me. They know I won several awards from a previous job for outstanding performance, going above and beyond my duties and attendance, and that was really important. That's what made them hire me because
yes.
I am a good worker once I get to know the job and everything. You know, so, and it's a brand new water bottling plant. It's a huge plant. And, you know, they're hiring all the time. So I don't want to go because there's so many opportunities that if I decide that I want to go back to California, they have a huge plant in California.
There you are.
Near Los Angeles. So, you know, they do make accommodations. So if you want to transfer to a plant, they'll do that for you. You know, and I don't want to let this job go. So I'm hoping I can work it out. So.
You're going to get it worked out. You're going to find a solution. You're going to get it worked out. Just don't let this, you know, well, gee, I don't want to do this. I don't want to spend this to get, you know, I'm not even so sure a P.O. box would work for the tax. You'll have to check. It may have to be a street
right.
address. And that
right.
that would be the other alternatives for you to go in and, you know, do that. But I think, Vince, you're going to get it handled. I do see you starting on the 18th. Don't let that – that's just a very small little obstacle. You're going to be able to hurdle that, and don't you worry. It's going to work out. All right? But don't let
all right.
that throw you. Don't let it throw you. You just keep busting through, and you're going to do it. So keep us posted
right.
there, Vince. I hope you can tune in next Saturday. All right, great. Take care, and thank
right.
you so much.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, Vince. So a lot of troubles in our world. We have a little bit of a challenging world, right? It doesn't mean that we need to give up.
Yes.
We never need to give up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we need to believe. Yes. Are you ready, Miss Beautiful Selva?
I'm ready. I'm right. I'm ready, my darling. I'm ready. Yeah.
I
oh, my
like
goodness.
I'm starting with you.
Yes, yes. But, you know, it's so funny. Most people misunderstand that, and I can assure you we are not flirting.
No,
with,
yeah.
We are just,
no.
We have a mutual admiration society between Anna and myself. So there you are. So
yes,
I'm ready.
Have. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm ready. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for rescuing me, okay? So let's go to area code 760, area code 760. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Gia. How are you?
Hi,
Gia.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I actually celebrate the Greek Easter, too, and it always amazes me how many people do not know about the Greek Orthodox Easter.
Oh,
so thank you for even
so
bringing great. That up, because it's so wonderful to be able to connect with people who, you know, who actually have that awareness. And I could relate to everything you were saying, Anne.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, I love, are you from Greece?
I am not from Greece. I am Greek-American. I'm second generation.
Okay. I'm actually born in Sweden, so my parents are Swedish. But I have,
yeah.
It's my second native country, that's what I say. So I have two native countries because I belong in Greece, and I always go there. And I've gone there since I was 13 years of age in different ways, right?
Nice.
And I love the culture. I love everything. I feel the energy. I feel at home. I feel like an alien in Sweden, and that may sound strange for some people, right? But I do. And I think I haven't been
not
here for
me.
Many times. So it's very, very different. And I am, yes, I'm going to celebrate the Greek Easter. I love that, in Greece. That's beautiful.
Yes. Christos Anesti. Yes. That's what we say on the holiday and the night before and the Mayeritsa soup and cracking the eggs. And it's wonderful.
Nice.
It is beautiful. Christos Anesti.
Yeah.
That means Christ is going to rise. Alithos Anesti.
That's right. Yes.
So,
and Alithos Anesti means truly he has risen.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
So I'm so happy.
Yes, yes.
So how can we help you?
Okay, so I actually am kind of faced with having to move. I don't know. I am constantly, you know, connecting with my guides. And I'm in a place where I want to prepare for what it seems inevitable, even though I was given a 30-day notice. My guides told me that not to be so anxious about that. Don't worry. And so I recognized that that was truth coming through for me. However, I've been really wanting to release this particular living situation. And however, my finances are a little tricky right now. And I'm wondering what you see about a move coming for me. And if there's any particular person that has either just recently entered my life or does that involve anyone in particular?
Okay. So, Michelle, do you want to start? Or do you want me to start?
I don't mind to start. I can do that, definitely. Well, I've got to tell you, I'm so glad that you're listening. I'm chuckling because I couldn't have picked better cards for you if I would have tried.
Oh.
There's definitely a part of you, but it shows that you're not quite done yet, but there is a new beginning. A new homecoming. It shows that you're working things out. You're going to actually be able to manifest. And there's somebody, someone that is close to you and maybe even arm's length that will just seems like come out of the blue and say, hey, Gia, here you go, my darling. Here you are. I think you're going to need some help. And here we are. I'm happy for this. I'm happy to help you. And you're going to be receiving help, maybe in little, as my grandmother would say, little dribbles, maybe even in a very big way as well. I'm thrilled for you. I'm thrilled for you. And it does
Thank
look,
you.
So it shows me to stay methodical and grounded. I don't know really what that methodical means for you, but you may know what that means, but stay methodical. Constant, and
yes.
I think it's a consistency and constant, and I do
right.
believe things are going to work out, and you're going to be able to move. I think you really probably should have moved before, and you've been delaying it, and this is kind of the universe going, no, Gia, you've got to go. You got to go, Gia, you got to go. We're going to just
I know.
It so you have to go. Yeah, I think that's really what it is. Sometimes the universe, God has to step in and say, okay, since you're not making the move, I'm going to have to, you know, put things in place so you do it. So there you are, my darling. I think that's what happened. Let's see what
Thank
the
you.
Thing has to say. You're welcome.
Okay. So, Gia, I have good energies that I can see for you, very practical in nature. So I have a feeling that you have what it takes, and that's exactly what your guys told you as well, right? And as Miselda said, this is going to work out for you. And I see actually a lot of people around you. There are people who are going to step up here and help you. And it feels for me like it's going to happen in a way when you kind of forget it just for a moment, and now all of a sudden things start to move forward. I see this in the near future. So I feel that you, with the time frame you said, a month. I feel very strongly that you're going to be able to accomplish this. And I agree with Ms. Solo. Sometimes, and I have to admit in front of everyone here, radio, right? I'm laughing what I'm saying. Because I do the same. And sometimes I'll say to my guys, yes, I hear you, but not right now. Another time, tomorrow, next week, next month, not now. Because they know sometimes a little bit more than we do, it doesn't matter how psychic one is, right? Because we are not always in tune with everything. There's so many things going
sure.
on. We don't have the parable as a human being. We have to tune in. And if we don't tune in that moment, maybe we're not going to hear that part right there. But I do feel, and you are, of course, there's a lot of things you are thinking around this, and that's natural. But they also show me number four, and I love when they do that. That stands for the foundation of things. You have the platform, you have the foundation, and it's going to be something that occurs with speed rather than taking a lot of time. But it may feel like nothing happens, and then all of a sudden things come along. Did I get it right that you ask not only for people helping you, but did you ask if there's someone around more in the romantic arena?
Well, it's very interesting you should ask that specific question. Yes, I did ask about if there's another person kind of involved, because I recently came across a person while I was looking in my journey to find a place to move to, and we connected. It was a very unusual connection. You would never think that maybe we would connect, just for different reasons. I mean, I connect with a lot of people, but for this particular gentleman, I mean, I'm a very spiritual person. He's an engineer. I won't say any more than that. But when I walked in, we both had the same response with one another. We immediately trusted one another. And this individual was looking for somebody to kind of have as take a room to have it, and also with the understanding that he wanted companionship, meaning he's an older gentleman, he doesn't have a lot going on, and he just wants to be able to talk and, you know, every now and then type of thing. So we sorted it out, and, you know, I understood where he was going, but I didn't feel like it was the right situation. However, he has an ADU, which is an additional dwelling unit, in the works, meaning it hasn't been built out. It's not totally constructed. And he goes, would you like that? And I said, oh, absolutely, I would. Yes, I would. And then, of course, he told me the price tag he wants to put on it. And I said, oh, okay, I see. Well, that not right now. That's not something that, you know, I can take advantage of, even if it were built. Anyway, he called me, and he said he wants us to remain friends and come over and have conversations. And then at the end of the conversation, he said, if you want that, you know, ADU, would you like that? And I said, yeah, I think we talked about that. And he goes, okay, well, and I thought to myself, you know, in a month, I'm not going to be able to afford that still. But I didn't say anything. I just said, oh, okay, wonderful. And I thought to myself, this is the message that I heard before he called, that he was going to call. And he was going to tell me that it wasn't going to work out for the room, and that he's going to bring up the ADU. And I thought, okay, something's going on here.
Well,
I have a sense that...
Go right ahead.
Okay. So I have a feeling here, Gia, that... You found each other. Sometimes the circumstances can feel like this is really not someone I would really connect with, right? But I feel that there would be a friendship. You have some sort of soul connection with each other, and that usually is a recognition.
Right.
We recognize each other when we are here, even though we can't remember everything around that. But that doesn't really matter. What matters is that we go with our gut. I also have another feeling here. I have a sense, I may be wrong, if I'm wrong, I'm going to buy a hat, and I said it on radio, so I have to buy a hat maybe. I mean, just kidding. I have a feeling that he's actually going to help you in a way, maybe lower the price or something, because he feels the connection. It doesn't mean that he has anything in his mind, right? I feel that he's clean in that sense, but he really felt the connection just like you did. So let's see what Miss Elba has.
Okay. First of all, I think this Anne and I pulled out the same card because I pulled out the Four of Wands. I don't know, Anne, and that's why I was talking about. There's the home here. That looks very good for you, but that's number one. But I'm also reading the cartomancy deck here for you. And I've got to say that, okay? There's a little message here, and I don't think that he is intentionally coming off in this way. But the message is he may be a little fickle because he wants a lot from this relationship. Now, I think he wants companionship only. I don't think he wants anything else. But he's going to be a little fickle, and he's going to want you to be there, kind of toe the mark. If he makes a particular deal, any type of living arrangement with you, you have to make sure that you, in a solid way, draw your boundaries, because I think that I don't want to say he's going to take advantage of you, but I believe that he's going to take advantage of this situation. And that's a little warning, because he's going to grab on to you. And I think there's a hesitation on your part because you feel it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
And so I just want, that's what I wanted to kind of validate, because I'm having all these messages come through about this whole scenario. And so far, my messages have been pretty authentic and spot on, you know, in terms of him calling and then saying this, you know, offering it. And the whole thing, and wanting me to come over and just be friends right now. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if I need, I can't just go along as if, you know, I'm not making this happen. Like, I'm just, oh, yeah, sure, let me take an afternoon off, go and visit him, this and that. I really feel like I have to have some answers pretty soon. And even though the 30 days may not be as carved in stone as the person who said it, my guides told me, don't worry, this and that, I still need to be able to pace myself and be like Anne said, methodical. It's a very important word for me. So the fact that Anne would pick up on the word methodical is, you know, my guides coming through, I'm sure. Because I like to do things in a way that I feel are, you know, I've got a foundation underneath my feet. And when she said the number four, I thought of Four of Wands, and you mentioned it.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I think that's what's going on with you, my dear. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wow.
So just,
I really feel
know,
like
you,
spirit
I think you
came
know
through.
Everything. Yes. Yes. We are going to have to go. I thank you very much,
Ms. Kia.
We wish you all the best. And thank you. You be well, okay? And you take care.
And happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yes, and thank you. May you have a blessed
resurrection
day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Kalo Pascha.
You're welcome. Kalo Pascha.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. So let me see if this, okay. If the system is working with me, right? So sorry for that.
Yes.
So
yes.
Here, that was funny. That was nice. Wonderful. Greek connection. So here we go. Let's go to the next caller. Area code 678. Area code 678. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Kathy from Georgia. How are you guys?
Hi, good.
We're fine,
Kathy,
thank
you.
How
are you?
I'm hanging in there. There's been no movement on the house or the judge ruling on my writ of mandamus or my injunction. So can you just see what you see around the house?
Okay. Okay. First of all, Kathy, your connection doesn't sound very good. You're kind of going in and out. Pardon me. So anyway, Anne, do you want to go first?
Yes, I can go first. Yeah,
okay.
Kathy, you are cutting off and on a little bit, but I can start and I can try to see what I can feel. I heard there's no progress right now, so let's see what they are saying. Something fell out here, and that's a good one. That's a good card in your favor. That means your wish is coming true. So that's the general overall energy in your reading. And I have a feeling that there are many practical things going on right now around this. Maybe all of them are not managed in a way that makes you be able to see, and that can feel really frustrating, right? So you, of course, you're very worried, and I do understand. But I have a feeling that even though things haven't turned around yet, there is a man. I think that you know him already, but I see him in the near future, basically around the corner, if one can express oneself in that way, right? He's very professional. He's someone with professional advice, and I feel that he may actually be able to find some holes that can help you with this, because I understand that you are in quite a tricky situation, right? So that's what I see. I'm not going to talk very much because I know that Miss Zelda has a lot of things for you. So please, Miss Zelda.
Okay. All right. Let me see here what I've got going on. First of all, I've got a lot of fire energy. And I'm also going to say that I think there has been a delay because they're trying to get this worked out. They know that they have to rule correctly as an order of the law and not be biased. They're going to have to be unbiased. I agree with Miss Ann. There is a man who is going to be surfacing, and I feel that he's going to bring you news of what is happening and going on. One of the biggest things is that your side is costing the other side money with all of this legal stuff, and your side is going to continue. And that's the good thing that you've got going for you, because it is costing them a lot of money. So whether it be a settlement, whether it be something coming up for you, I do see a new beginning. I do see that you can look toward the future, and I do see that it has been delayed just a bit. But I do believe before the end of this month of April, you're going to hear something. And I still feel it's going to be positive news because it shows that you are it definitely shows me that you're facing things head on, and you're not giving up, and you won't give up. So that's the one thing that they don't like. So I hope that helps.
Well, maybe the house is up, the house is under contract now, so I'm trying to get that stopped. And it's
okay.
They're just not stopping. It's just, I don't even know how I can be under contract. So I've sent a letter to the realtor, the real estate company, letting them know they will be held liable also because they can't get due to a perfected title, because title isn't going to transfer because I have liens on there. So that's where
good.
I'm just perplexed. And then if you can go back to the judge, do you see, I think you said that they're trying to figure out what to do, paraphrasing.
I do see, and that's why I'm saying that I believe that it's going to resolve by the end of this month. And look at it this way, too, Kathy. If these people want your house bad enough, they'll pay off your liens. If they pay off your liens, then you can at least walk away from this and have some type of, you know, financial, yes, yeah.
No, the
so
lien is
I,
way more than my house, the price of my house.
Well, that's okay. But that's okay because, see, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes they can have people come in and, well, and we don't have time to get into that. But I'm just going to say keep an open mind because anything can happen. anything at this point can happen in your favor, but I do see there's actually an offering of money to you. And that's what I'm thinking. There's got to be a settlement coming, and it could be that's why there's a delay, because they're waiting for a settlement, and I'm thinking it's going to go in that direction. So that way you could release the lien and so on and so forth, because you put everybody on notice and how they can go ahead. I mean, I know Georgia is a funny state. Sometimes they just do what they feel like they're just going to do, and that's it. But at the same time, I know that they're working things out, and I think that's why there's a delay.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes.
Okay. Just one other quick thing. You guys mentioned, I think, someone new coming in. I am waiting. His name is James, so call me probably early next week. He's been recommended by a friend of a friend of mine to maybe be able to assist in helping me. Do you see him being authentic and maybe he can get the job done?
I do.
No, it's okay. I feel the same. He's going to be good because we both could see a man, right? I feel that it may actually be him.
Okay.
So please, Ms. Alda, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the fact that both Ann and I saw him coming in does not mean that he's got anything nefarious. For us to see him coming in for you would be beneficial and on your behalf. So I do feel that he's going to be able to help you. You're not done yet.
Okay.
I can tell you this. You're not done yet.
I am exhausted, and it's
I know. Bless your heart.
Truly take a toll off me now.
I know. I'm sorry.
I know.
So I'll just see what happens.
Our prayers are for you. Yes. Let's keep us posted, darling, and tune in next Saturday night. Keep in touch with us, okay? And take care. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
Thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. It's heartbreaking sometimes what people are having to put up with, right? I'm getting a little bit angry. I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
No, it's true. It's true, because I'm going to tell you, we live in a very backward time, and we were told that.
Yeah, we do.
In the Word, and we live in a time that right is wrong and wrong is right. And this is a pure example of how things are, and it's shameful and horrible that people have to go through this. But I can tell you, if nothing else, God sees what's going on, and that's the one that I wouldn't want to mess with. You know,
exactly.
These things are written down and remembered.
Everything is reversed right now, and that's another way of putting it, right? But it also means that I have a feeling, a very strong feeling, just to give everybody a little bit of a hope, because even if the darkest and most challenging moments, there's always a stain of something, because all of this is happening right now so strongly for so many. I mean, not always the same situation or matter or circumstance, but it's difficult. It's weird things happen out of the blue. That's going to come up on a surface level. It's going to be seen, you know, by source.
Yes.
And it's not going to pass unnoticed. Because we have the universal laws as well. We always talk about the law of attraction, but we have laws. They are coming back to people who are doing bad deeds intentionally. Intention is important. That's coming back to them. So this is not passing by unnoticed.
That's right.
Right? Yes.
That's right. And if I could just interject a really quick thing here. We have now, and I've mentioned this maybe a couple of shows back, we had five planets go in aspects that we've never seen before. In the history of our world, these particular planets, that a lot is happening in the universe right now. Many are saying, oh my gosh, this is the end. I do not believe so. I believe it's the end of a particular time or end of a particular age, because we are going through so much upset as a world and so much things. I'm going to say after this summer, you're going to all see some types of clearing coming along, and you're going to feel a relief. But with these planets being unprecedented, we're living now in unprecedented times, and we can take two schools of thought. We can either look at it as though, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on. How are we going to even make it through? Or we can say, how blessed are we to be a part of the world and this changing time and changing moment where we have been chosen to live here at this particular time and place. And this is exciting for many of us. And yeah, we all go through these really horrible types of things. And especially right now, the only thing that I can continue to say is keep looking up, keep praying. You're not being ignored. You're being heard. That's the thing. Okay, my dear Anne. Yeah. There was Zelda's speech on the pulpit for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So let's move on. Fast forward, right, to the next caller. Let's go to area code 231. Area code 231. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Hello? My name is Tia, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi, Tia. Tia, right? Tia, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So welcome. How can we help you?
Thank you. I'm just wondering if you can give any advice on contacting my spirit guides. I've been trying for years and haven't had much luck.
Okay.
Okay. Let me, Anne,
do
you
want to
go
start
first?
I can start
if you, okay, whatever you want to do.
I'm sorry. I think we have a delay too, right? So that's when we actually, when we see each other, that's going to be resolved. But anyway, Miss Tia, I feel that you have them around you, and sometimes, and this is not for you to judge yourself, right? But because sometimes maybe we need to work on our energy and clear ourselves a bit. We have talked about this on past shows, like, you know, grounding ourselves in the earth, connecting to spirit guide on a daily basis, to angels and all our spiritual guides and helpers and whoever we want to call in, God, divine source, right? And also maintain cord cutting and things of that nature. And personally, I love to use Archangel Michael for that, because what happens is that we are the filters. It doesn't mean that you don't have the ability you have, but sometimes it can be like when a pipe gets a little bit stuff coming into it, and there are so many layers of things that prevents us. It doesn't prevent them from coming to you, but it prevents one to hear them clearly. It doesn't also mean that there's anything wrong with you. They are around you, and I think I'm going to see if I can try. But I feel the main message for you is that just try to detach a little bit sometimes from the world. Sometimes that can be challenging because we don't have time for it. But even if it's just for a few minutes on a regular basis, preferable on a daily basis, that's going to help you to connect and feel. And also before you go to bed, talk to your guides and angels and divine source and God and however you want to express that. And ask them to come to you when you are asleep, because what happens is that when we are asleep, we are having a very relaxed state and a much easier vibration. And you can also ask that you will remember it consciously. Don't give up if you don't do that at once, right? I don't know if that makes sense to you, Miss Tia.
Sorry.
Miss Tia? That's okay.
Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. I hope that makes sense to you, Miss Tia. Let's see what Miss Zelda has for you.
I want to encourage you, Miss Tia, because what I'm seeing is that you're beating yourself up a little bit and thinking, what am I doing wrong? Why haven't I been contacted? Why don't I not feel, or why am I not doing this? It must, and there's Gemini energy here, so it must be like, well, I'm trying to be good, but I must be bad. Or I'm trying to do this, but it must not be working. And you have an inner conflict going on within you that I think you're judging yourself a little hard. And I want to encourage you and let you know this. Regardless if you have contact with them or not, they're still around you for years, 100 years or so. I have not known some of my 100 years as a joke. Well, maybe not. I'm getting up there. But I'm saying that there are some that I'm not in contact with all my guides. And I think sometimes we're not supposed to be. We are not supposed to be, because here's what happens. We become too dependent on guides and angels. And if we really read the word, we're not supposed to be being so dependent upon that. We are supposed to be dependent upon our creator first, and everything falls into place. So you're being looked after. It's very clear to me that you have divine inspiration. This is a walk of blind faith. This is a walk because you cannot contact them doesn't mean they're not there. They hear and see everything, but it may be their assignment not to be in contact with you, because you may have a particular lesson that you have to learn, or you may have a particular something or else going on that you may have to deal with first. And Anna's right. Many times they'll come to us in our sleep, in our dream state, and they don't even know, or you won't know. But many times, and I just want to encourage you, they're there. You've got an assignment there. They're there. And it doesn't mean that you're not on a spiritual path if you don't have contact. And like I said, I don't have contact with all of mine. And to tell you the truth, I'm kind of happy that I don't, because I don't think that I would be learning the lessons on this particular dimension and plane that I have if I felt that, oh, well, this is supposed to be talking to me. We're really not supposed to be in a particular mindset of, well, I have to talk to my guide every day. No, you have to talk to God. And remember, it's very important, and many people don't know this. In the word, it says that our angels have the face of God. That means that if we get in trouble, if something goes on, our angels have a direct line to God immediately and can say, hey, our sister, our sweetheart is in trouble, or she needs this, or she needs that. And then it is the assignment that comes from our godly source and creator that goes to the angels. So it's not so much that your guides and angels make up their mind. They also have an assignment, and that's why they are assigned to us in a particular way. So try not to beat yourself up over this. I think remember that your angels, all of our angels, it's a part of the universe law. It is written. It's not maybe. It's not, oh, I think might. It is a commandment that our angels have the face of God. And just know that going forward, and relax and be okay, because you're doing okay. You're just being a little hard on yourself, my dear. You're going to be okay. You never know. They may appear one day and they may not, but that's not going to stop you from learning and living. It's going to mean that everything is A-okay with you, no matter what happens. I hope that helps you, my dear.
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. And you too.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye. So are we moving fast forward to next caller, right?
We are. Yes, yes. I'm in your hands, my darling.
Oh, how wonderful. I'm just kidding you again, right? I have to tease you. We have to laugh a little bit in between here. So
we do.
Let's go to area code 707. Area code 707. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Valerie calling from California.
Hi, Valerie. Welcome, California.
Hi, thank you.
How can we help you?
I kind of have two questions, if it's okay.
Sure.
I have a claims adjuster coming out next week to look at my floors, and I want to see if it's going to be smooth sailing with that. Will they repair it? Is there going to be any issues? It's an insurance claim.
Okay.
And what's your second question? And that way it might be easier to take them both at the same time. So what is your second question, my dear?
As usual, do you see any relationship coming? That's the usual question I ask.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So do you want to start, Ms. Elba?
I can start. Let's start. Okay. I do see, yes. The answer to your first question is yes. I think it's going to be, I've got to say this, it's going to be as smooth sailing as you can get. And that doesn't mean there's anything bad, but I've never had an insurance claim be smooth sailing. I think there's going to be a couple of things that you need to provide or do. But yes, you are going to get your claim. I do see that. It's going to be out of the blue. It's going to be, you know, this is what's going to happen and work for you. That's number one. Number two, I see a water sign person coming. And let me say this. They're either a water sign or specifically a Libra, an air sign. And I think it looks like you may already know them. If not, they're very close for you to meet them. Then they show up as though you already that you already know them. So yes, this person is either in your life or about to show up in your life. So, and I think that they're going to show up when you're not thinking about it. You're not even. I mean, this is, and I know that there's some things that have happened and that you're brokenhearted from the past, but I think you're pretty good at being healed right now. And I think you're ready to move on, and this is good for you. So yes, my dear, I think this is good. Yes.
Do you see that by the summer or towards the end of the year? I just want to see if it's this year sometime.
I'm getting it's going to be this year. Any more specific, I don't have that, but it's going to be, well, let me be specific. July is what I'm getting, July, but it will be this year.
Okay.
And so let's see what Ms. Ann has to say.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, first question. I agree with Ms. Elba because I'm also seeing there is a little bit of fire going on around the question about the insurance company, right? I feel that you're going to get your rights, you're going to get it, but they're probably going to try to take you through a few things that they are acquiring from you and paperwork and stuff of that nature, but you're going to come through it because you are coming up as a very strong lady here. And I see a happy outcome. I see strength. When it comes to the love and relationship, I also see someone here. And I would place this for summertime. And July fits in like your hand in a glove, summertime, right? Because it is summertime. And I also have a sense that you may already know this person. So sometimes, you know, when we meet up one time, and then it takes a long time, maybe we meet up again and we don't pay really attention. All of a sudden, we are at that place when our vibration are a match towards each other and we're both ready. that's when things start to happen. So I get a strong sense that this is going to be something that feels fulfilling for you. Let's see what Michelle wanted to add.
I was going to ask, do you have a...
Okay. No, go right ahead.
Do you have kind of like a description or something? Because I'm not sure about anybody in the past.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't get any... Yeah.
Go ahead, Michelle. Sorry. Go ahead. Please, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm not getting a description. What I'm getting is that this may be somebody, even that you chance met them. It doesn't mean like a former person. It could be a chance meeting, but it can mean also that this is someone that is about to come in now, that you just may meet, out and about. You might run into them at the grocery store and not think a thing about it. It's going to be out of the blue. I like this for you. So I would just say that it's coming forward for you, and this is going to be a good choice for you, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And I just wanted to add something here before we leave you, Miss Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a feeling also that, no, it doesn't mean that it's someone you had a proper relationship in the past, because I really feel that it's probably not the case, but it's someone you may have seen before, a friend of a friend, acquaintance of a friend or something of that nature, someone that you have some kind of interaction with, that's all. But as Miss Zelda said, try to relax and try not to pay too much attention to it, because that's going to delay the process. I don't say that to be mean, but when we are holding on to someone, something, we tend to keep the energy that needs to move freely for us to have things. Okay. Okay, Miss Valerie?
Yeah, I understand that. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm glad that this... This claim will go through pretty good, and they will they actually do the repairs, or do I have to do that? Can you see that?
I think that you're going to have to make that arrangement is what I'm getting.
Okay. So more than likely they'll just
that's what I'm getting.
And I'll have to get a contractor.
I think you're going to get two estimates on it. At least two estimates.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be up to you, yes.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you, ladies,
Wonderful.
Very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, you be well.
Take care now.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So are you ready, Miss Zelda? And I think we take the
I'm ready.
At the end, right? So we just keep on grabbing calls here.
Yes, I agree.
Let's see. We have area code 954, area code 954. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello, lady. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Florida. I'm grateful that you were there to take my call today. I'm going through a bed crisis right now. It's involving my partner, and we share a residence. I've been with him some time. And he's having a lot of anger issues and mental hostility. It may relate to the anniversary of a brother passing who was close to him. But right now I'm not in a good situation because my health has been very bad. And this has been an ongoing problem. Today he was extremely bad. Right now I'm not sure which direction to go financially or otherwise because I'm not prepared to move anywhere. And I'm wondering what you pick up surrounding this situation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
All right.
Ms. Zelda, do you want to start? Go ahead. Please, go ahead.
Okay. Let me see. What I'm seeing with you, my darling, is a fresh start is coming, and it's right around the corner, and you are looking toward the future, and you are going to get this worked out. I do believe that there is someone
who's going to be helping you. I do believe that this upset is related to the loss of your partner, around your partner. And I think that is a situation where they can't let, where he can't let go. I do believe you are going to be moving. I do see that. And I do believe that you're going to be getting either some type of counseling, advice. I think it's more advice coming, because I'm going to say I'm seeing a lot of anxiety and sleepless nights because you're worried about what might happen. I want you to know that you are divinely looked after, and there is going to be a situation come where it seems like it's just out of the blue, but there's going to be a chance for you, and you have to be prepared to take it. And I think that's what you're going to be doing. I'm pretty sure that's what you're going to be doing. Yes.
Have to leave him behind.
Yes. I'm just going to say you're going to leave him behind.
He's not going to get any help or anything to help him.
Well, he has to do that, my darling. You know, you've done all you can do. And sometimes we have to take the initiative to help ourselves when things aren't going very well. And this is something that he just doesn't seem like he wants to heal right now, but you do. You've got to take care of yourself before you're capable of taking care of anyone else. Right now, it looks like, well, you're just filled with anxiety, and you've got to really work through some things, my dear. So I'm going to say, I think that you're going to move on without him. You're going to give him the ultimatum and say, look, you've got to either get some help or I'm out of here. And he's going to not want to. But I've got to say this, honey. You look after yourself. You cannot do everything for him, because it shows that he is extremely stubborn. And, you know, and I understand, bless him, I understand, but you've got to take care of you, my dear friend, Miss Mary. You've got to take care of you, darling.
Is he getting help for my health issue? Because it's pretty bad right now, and I'm not sure which way to go.
Okay.
I think you're going to get some help on that. Let's see what Anne has to say.
Absolutely. So, Miss Mary, I get basically the same thing, maybe different wording than Michelle does. So my sense is that he's not going to change until he wants to change. And right now I feel a resistance changing, because it's like when we don't feel good with ourselves, it's difficult to see our own actions. I'm talking about him now. And I think that he's really not in a good place, and he can't really see. So there's really nothing one can do. I don't say that for you to be sorry about that, but I agree with Ms. Zelda. And sometimes beneath everything of this nature, of course there's still love going on, but sometimes it doesn't really help only with that. We need more things to get a good relationship going, and we can't really project things, even if it's a loss of someone in our lives, right, onto someone else, because you certainly do not deserve that. And I also see that you're going to have help to come, and you're probably going to move forward.
You know, I made a close female friend recently who's been very good to me, and I'm wondering if she will be able to help me in some way.
I'm seeing that there is help coming to you from someone, but there's going to be an opportunity that you're going to have to just literally just take it. And if you don't take it, if you sit back and worry and think, because I can see that the only thing that's going to hold you back is that you do not want your partner hitting rock bottom. And I have to say this, and I include myself in this, sometimes we have to hit rock bottom to realize that we need to do something to receive help. And I think by you drawing the line in the sand is not a cool thing.
It's not cruel at all. You're doing this to help him. So, yes, I do feel that this person is going to be able to help you, but be mindful because when it's offered, it's going to be offered as a, this is what I can do. If you don't want to take it, well, I'm sorry. And you need to be in a good position where you can make that move quickly. That's what
I'm
getting.
Would I be able to take my cats with me? I have two cats, one inside and one outside. Right now they have some health problems I'm working on. I'm wondering if I would be able to keep them.
I think you're going to be able to work through all this, my dear, is what I'm seeing. You're going to be able to work through it and keep what you need and go forward. That's what I'm saying.
Do you have a time frame, or do you know approximately when this could happen?
I'm going to say it's going to happen pretty soon.
You're
going to
feel the same way.
To be ready. Yes.
Yeah. It's going to happen soon, yeah.
Do you know if it'll be someplace close to where I'm living now? Or
I'm not sure about that, but what I can say is let's not put boundaries on it. I want you to know that there's an offer coming, there's help coming, and you've got to be able to. Because what happens is if we limit, is it going to be here? Is it going to be there? If we start limiting to what we feel that we can only understand, then it may block the help. It may block you. I mean, sometimes we tie the hands of Father and the universe. So I'm going to say, my darling, keep an open mind. Everything is going to work out, and you're going to see it's all going to work out for you. But we thank you so much. I hope you can tune in next Saturday, and we're adding you to our prayers. We do have to go, but thank you again for calling in.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. And happy
You're welcome, you. Darling.
Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, and you too, darling.
Thank you. Bye. So I think we can, if we are fast, we may actually be able to grab two. If we're not fast, we can only take one, right?
Yes.
So let's do it.
Okay,
do it fast.
Good.
Everybody hearing me? So I sound harsh now, right? Let's go to. We have two area codes. This is area code 415, and then the next number is number 4. 415 and number 4. Hi caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Anne in Colorado, and earlier
Hi.
I loved you. Hi, I also grew up celebrating Orthodox Easter because my aunt is Greek, and so that all my
wonderful.
Cousins are Greek Orthodox. Yeah, and the red eggs and So I liked it as a kid to have two Easters. We do our Western Easter and Eastern Easter every year, so it's a good
And I'm going to eat barbecue lamb, and that says it all, right? It doesn't sound very spiritual, but I'm going to, that's yum.
So my question is, so the past year I was kind of in transition and moving around a lot, house sitting all around different states, and I'm feeling ready now. I think that's coming to an end, and I'm ready to stay in one place, but I still don't have a clear, like, I really want to do this, you know, so anything about the next transition of a new job and staying in one city.
Okay, let's see. Miss Anne, do you want to go first?
Please go first. I'm sorry,
I'm kind
of multitasking, so I'm checking the numbers here.
No, you're quite all right. You're quite all right. And I'm going to just say this. It is for you going to be closer to this summer. You're going to, all of a sudden, it's going to come out of the blue you're going to make a decision and a choice of where you want to go, because right now you're not quite done yet, but you will be very before the end of June. You will be knowing exactly where you're going, what you're doing, and all of that is coming for you. I'm going to say you may be near some water. Don't know, but that's what I'm getting. Let's see what Miss Ann has to say. If you're ready, Miss Ann.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm sorry for that. Trying to do too many things.
No, you're fine.
I see that things are actually looking up for you. So I feel that also you're going to manifest a move for yourself. That's going to feel great. I can't be specific about the time. It feels like it's kind of happening soon, I would say, maybe around a few weeks up to a couple of months, maybe plus minus in time. It's going to feel good. I also see water. Isn't that fascinating? So maybe that means that it's going to be somewhere around water. But I also see nature. So it's going to be nice. It's going to make you feel. I feel like you're going to have everything you need close by, but it's going to be a nice place and a brand new start. You know, when we're feeling like I'm beginning a new chapter in my own book of life, right? That's how it feels like. So I hope that makes sense.
The place, I'm not so worried about the place, especially because I've moved a lot in the last year. It's more about the type of work, you know, any things about becoming more clear of around that.
Of type of work. Okay. So when it comes to work, I see good energies around work as well, because I think they showed me mostly about the move first. This is going to be good. I don't see any specific area, but I do see that there will be a connection to some new learning. Probably not, you know, going back to school and sitting for years, right? But more like getting a course. It may be a few weeks or something of that nature, or a couple of months. But there's something you're going to learn, but you're going to feel good about it. And it's going to be something you pick and choose. Also, you say yes to it. It's going to be offered. That's connected to work. So I hope that makes sense, Miss Anne.
Great. Sounds great. Thanks for getting me on the show at the end. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. So let me see. Where am I? I'm sorry for. Thank you so much, guys. We have so many callers today. Do you think we are only 2 minutes to squeeze in one? Do you want that, Miss Elba?
I'm sorry.
Do you want to squeeze one caller in?
I don't think we have time, my darling. Yeah, no, I don't think we have time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I think it's better not. Right, so we have a few things we want to announce to you, and we are happy that you're staying to listen to it. So Miss Zelda has the first announcement of our brand new plans.
Brand new plans. The announcement is coming for our podcast, which Ann and I will be live next Saturday night, April 15th at 11 p.m. Eastern. That is 8 p.m. California time and 6 a.m. Greek time. Am I right, Ann? And for Sweden, 5 a.m. We will be on YouTube, and you can look at my channel, Psychic Zelda Kelly. We will also be broadcasting from Psychic's Secrets line. You can go over there and see that's Secrets Mystery Manor. And also from Facebook, we're going to do this simultaneously. Facebook Secrets Studio is where we are now. So come on over, Psychic Secrets Studio, and you'll find us live. Now we're going to be able to take your questions in the comments, and you can watch Ann and I read your cards and talk about the subjects and so forth. We're going to be live, and we're very excited to bring that to you. So come on over. We can't wait to get started and have you join us.
Exactly. And we have a scheduled topic for next week, so we may actually pick and choose that. But we're also going to celebrate because we are changing, we are renewing ourselves and refreshing everything, so we can kind of grab more of you and interact with more of you, because we just love to do that. It's a passion.
Yeah.
So what we have in our schedule is should psychics give free readings? That's a kind of an intriguing question. But we are probably going to talk about that, but also take your calls, not calls, sorry, kind of just lined up with callers, right? But we are going to have get your questions, because you're going to be able to chat with us and you can see us. And I get a sense that that's going to be better for everyone, actually. We're going to be able to take more questions. And we thank you all so much for listening and calling in and interacting with us today. And we are figuring out a way to maybe have the podcast coming on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to try that. But we're not going to have many at the same time, right? But we're going to maybe the latest ones, if we can manage that part. And if we didn't have time to take your call today, we are so sorry. So please join us on our live. If you can't remember all the places, it's going to be on Psychic Secrets Studio on Facebook. It's going to be Psychic Zelda Kelly on YouTube and Psychic Secrets Mystery Manor on YouTube as well, simultaneously. And we are really looking forward. 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And that's going to be Saturday.
Yes,
11
p.m.
11
p.m. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Didn't I say that? Okay.
Yes.
So 11 p.m. Saturday, April 15th. And in Europe, that's going to be the 16th, right? But it doesn't matter. Anyway, so please, my darling, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
I want to just thank you on behalf of Ann and I for being here for these last 7 months. It's been that long. We've had so much fun. We're going to be keeping our past episodes if you want to go back and listen to those. And we're also going to have those on our Facebook, Psychic Secret Studio. But we thank you so much. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here. And we just appreciate you so very much. And we want you to be with us during our growth, and we hope to see you there. And thank you. And that's it. And have a beautiful, very happy resurrection and beautiful, holy time this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I say love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. And see you on the live. We're going to be so happy to be on the live, right? Bye.
Indeed, yes. So much. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com, Psychic Zelda Kelly, Extension 11, and Psychic Angel Ann, Extension 16. Join us next week when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.